This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 20th to the 24th, a list of the top 10 stories, according to the research done by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and his staff and crew. We have the top stories, the top people, lots of discussions this week, appropriate, some of them. I guess they're all appropriate, depending on how you stretch the word appropriate, but lots to talk about, Michael. So shall we get started with the story list, and then we'll do the people list, and then you and I will get into it, as it were.
All right, yes. I'd say most of these stories are appropriate. Of course, they center around the coronavirus, so there are many stories that also would be appropriate that are being ignored, but you can only have so much, you know, room in your consciousness for so many topics. Yeah. And it's one of the lessons in this is just how selective we are about what we consider to be news and prioritizing our stories.
Tough job.
Yeah, it's an important job, too.
Yep.
So much censorship and repression is done by not covering stories as opposed to necessarily...
On purpose for some of them. That's my editorial, not yours.
It's a subjective determination. It happens all the time. Of course, there's also follow the leader in the media. So sometimes everybody follows each other.
It isn't just in the media, in the news media, but it's in the medical world. I mean, we can talk about some of that stuff when we get to healthcare, but the things that are being said and done about certain treatments and the veracity of things, it just is pretty amazing what's going on. Something to talk about anyway. So
all of the hypocrisy and politics and weaknesses of character are all being exposed in this particular stretch of history. Let's go into the chart here. At number 10, we have tornadoes in the southeast. At number 9, we have Earth Day tied with climate change. And they, of course, spark each other in terms of conversation. Number 8, the NFL. That's the National Football League. The NFL draft. At number 7, psychology tied with communications technology. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and controversy over the World Health Organization. At number 5, we have statistics and projections. At number 4, healthcare. At number 3, the presidential race and politics. At number 2, civil liberties, government relief packages issues. Those are tied. And number 1 tied, we have the economy and the issue of lives versus livelihood. The People Survey has number 10, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's getting ready to run for re-election. At number 9, Nancy Pelosi. She's wiping her nose all over the podium. At number 8, Mitch McConnell.
Good God.
At number 8, Mitch McConnell. At number 7, Xi Jinping and Tedros Adhanom. At number 6.
Adhanom.
Joe Biden at number 6. Do you remember him? He used to be involved in things.
Yes. There's another ad hominem. Yeah.
At number 5, Dr. Rick Bright. At number 4, Brian Kemp, Carolyn Goodman, and Ron DeSantis, political figures. At number 4, Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer. We have at number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1, Dr. Donald Trump.
Dr. Donald Trump.
Dr. Donald. I have given him an honorary Talkers Magazine doctorate.
Is this a PhD? Is it an EdD? Is it an MD? Is it a DDD? What is this?
BSD.
BS degree. Yes. Correct, Amundo. Well, there's so much BS floating around. It's really hard. That's why this is such an important service, to be able to try to separate the wheat from the chaff, to use a farming expression that we use on the farm. There's stuff that is just plain garbage that is coming out. And one of the things, because I think this is appropriate, Michael, if I can direct your attention to your thoughts about Earth Day. This is Earth Week. The nuance of teaching people, whether they even are thinking about it at this point in time, how important oxygen is, because we don't have a planet, we don't have life without it, and that's really kind of what Earth Day, the trees, planting trees, it's something that gets lost oftentimes because there's so much of a political agenda attached to it. But you know me, I don't care about politics when it comes to this sort of thing. It just is something for people to know. Youngsters, what a shame we're not in school, because there's always that opportunity to teach youngsters who just don't have, you know, not being brought up on a farm, not being around things that grow anymore. People don't get how important the earth, the sustenance of the earth. I'm getting onto my bully pulpit.
Yeah, listen to you.
Wow.
I know. Yeah.
Mr. Environmentalist.
Well, I think that we need to be a little more conscious, frankly, and I think that's one of the things that we're learning from this experience so far this year, of how much we have cleaned up our act a bit, whether we did it because we wanted to or because we had to. But a lot of things have become cleaner because of what has happened, and one wonders how, when we get back to a more normal place, whatever that's going to be, how we will turn our attention to respecting and not polluting this planet.
Well, perhaps it is we who are the virus.
Ah. There's a
profound.
Yeah. All right. But can we survive without destroying ourselves is the question. And maybe that question applies to humanity in general and our getting along with each other, because I think one of the things that's become very clear, at least in my circle this week, has been the role the Chinese and the Iranians and the Russians are playing, kind of in a way. You can make a good argument for China creating this to bring the rest of the world to its knees, because they've already succeeded in capturing a good deal of the business that's done around the world, and people becoming dependent on their manufacturing, or at least that's what it seemed. It would be nice to see some leadership here going after incentivizing all American businesses who are doing business in China to come back to our country in some way, shape, or form. Is there anybody there with that leadership, do you think, thinking that way?
Well, it's very difficult to get people to take a political ideology that is not in concert with their finances, and many people are making a lot of money out of our relationship with China. So it's difficult to move politically in that direction. As a result of that, many in the media, many in the mainstream arena would say what you just said is conspiracy theory and wacko. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at it carefully, what you're saying is very valid. And there are a growing number of people in the national conversation echoing what you said. So this is not going to go away. And one of the main things that's going to happen, if not during, certainly after this crisis runs its course, if hopefully it does, will be investigating, okay, where did it come from? How did it happen? Who was responsible? Who did a good job? Who didn't do a good job? And who acted maliciously? And I think that that's all going to be part of this.
You can see already the setup, though, with I think it's the state of Minnesota or Mississippi, one of the M states, is suing already, the first suit to be in the international court, suing China, Chinese Communist Party, Chinese government for $8 billion. And the Chinese say, well, this is ridiculous. And they keep pointing to, and the World Health Organization is bolstering, because they're in concert with them, the fact that the thing started in a food food court with bats being eaten, which everybody knows that has a brain, is an absolute lie. So, you know, you go from there. They're already trying to build, we didn't have anything to do with this. Well, I mean, come on. How stupid do you have to be to think that that's the case, with all the evidence that points, all the evidence from many different sources here? Anyway, I'm getting off on my...
That's okay. You're echoing what a lot of people are saying on talk radio, certainly, and that's what this survey is. This is a survey of conversations on talk radio, not necessarily the big news stories that are important, that we deem important, or that we consider to be big stories. These are big stories on radio, and radio is often a bellwether of public opinion.
Sure is.
You can tell where the national mood and elections and things of that nature are going by just listening to news talk radio, because it's all there, usually 6 months to a year or more ahead of the curve.
Yep. That's what we do here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Here's my reminder as you continue to focus. No matter what the course of this is, it still is important by any measure to stay healthy. The folks at MyPillow have for years and years offered a wash and dry pillow. All of the pillows at MyPillow, as a matter of fact, are wash and dry. The only company, the only pillow in existence that you can buy, use, wash, dry for 10 years. The pillow should last for 10 years doing that on a regular basis. If it doesn't, they give you a new one without charge. 60-day guarantee. You bring it into your home. You like it, great. You don't like it, send it back, get your money back. Can't do that with any other pillows either. But the important thing to remember is at this time, we really need to be thinking about our health and well-being, and there's nothing more important than having your surroundings, especially as much time as you're spending at home, be as clean as possible. That includes your bedroom, your bathroom, includes your bed, everything about your bed, the pillows. You know, you have things that come, they're on your body. Even if you take a shower, they'll get into the pillows and the sheets and stuff. So if you want to protect yourself, stay clean. All these pillows, you can get up to 10 pillows for 66% off, whether it's the standard, the king, the queen size pillows, whatever it is, the platinum premium pillows, 66% on all the other products too with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. So don't miss out on the opportunity to save your health and well-being and also to get a great value on a great product, a great American product. These are all made in America. And you can get them, see the list, find out what you need, and then just buy them at MyPillow.com. They help you finance anything over $200. Great time to do it right now. Use the promo code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
So the important thing here is, in terms of understanding what we do on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison every week, is to figure out what the priorities are and what's behind the discussion on all these talk radio programs that Michael has access to, and then how you ferret through all the news stories, the things, and maybe we have our own thoughts. Michael certainly shares his. I share mine. The story in Phoenix about the protest when, you know, people is understanding that the hospitals are going to stay open and, you know, when are we getting back to business is the question. A lot of people asking that question. 21 after the hour.
Pro Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And it does continue here. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, our weekly get-together, going through the charts that that point in one direction. It would seem we're just like for a month or more, it's been pretty much one direction only. And because News Talk Radio is so political, there is a, I don't know if danger is the right word, Michael. You can pick a word maybe that's better than that. The way the politicians, some of them, and the way some of the people on the radio have continued to hammer away at the political differences that divide our country in a time when it seems to me, as an objective, I hope I'm objective about most things, we ought to be unified. We ought to be, the enemy isn't the Republicans or the Democrats. The enemy is the Chinese. And the Chinese government and this whole business, we're at war with a disease, not with each other.
Yeah, we are at war with it. This is interesting. We are at war as human beings against another species. Yeah. This is
isn't that interesting? Look at it that way.
It is.
Versus the bugs.
Right.
The bugs are winning for a while.
We have been at war with the bugs since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And we don't think of it that way, but bacteria and viruses are real. They might even have a collective consciousness. They operate with great intelligence. It's just a very different type of intelligence than we understand.
And, well, look at how they morph and they change. The they modify their
right
existence.
Yeah, they have some tremendous natural collective strategy that they operate by. But that's what it comes down to. What we're talking about here is profound. The human race, the species, you know, Homo sapiens, is at mm-hmm. war with this thing we call the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it. It has a lot of names, but it's a virus. And how it was originated and all of that, those are different topics. But the fact of the matter is we're at war, and we have to come to terms with that.
Let me ask you why you think, in your experience and your knowledge, we haven't come together really to the point we did during this time after September 11th. We certainly did in World War II. We have come together in times of great urgency. This is a great urgent problem. So why are we fighting among ourselves as to how it's being handled instead of focusing all of our energy on the real enemy, which is the virus and the Chinese government?
Okay, well, you are viewing it through the lens of political dialogue. So before I answer your question, I have to tip my hat to all of those people who are coming together.
Yes.
All of the people on the front lines, all the people that are working, facing the disease, people who are cooperative, people who are staying home, following government directives, trying to do the right thing. So to say that we're all fighting with each other is an exaggeration.
It is,
now,
you're right. Yep.
But we are fighting with each other within the realm of activism and politics and the media. And the reason, in my opinion, that we are is because, one, there is a tremendous amount of political corruption and dishonesty that we seek victory at the expense of truth, and many people cannot let a good crisis go unused. Mm-hmm. So there is a tremendous amount of opportunism politically going on that's stoking the flames of disunity. And the other thing that's causing this is that at this point in time, and this is a broad statement, it's not true for everybody, but we don't trust each other. There is a very high level of distrust among people. So whereas before, oh, that's an expert, you know, good person, I trust that person. It's, what's his agenda? What's his game? When we see the dirty politics, when we see the opportunism, when we see the exploitation, the scams, the use of this issue for personal gain, the disingenuous activity on the part of universities, etc., it's hard not to say, okay, it's us against them, and lose sight of the real enemy.
All right, we'll talk more about that as we continue next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. There are trillions of bacteria in your digestive tract. Research suggests that having too many of the bad or not enough of the good bacteria can wreak havoc on your body. That's why taking a daily probiotic can help promote good health.
Probiotics are beneficial bugs. They're not pathogens. That means they're not things that want to attack us and cause illness. They're good bugs that are helpful either for digestion or for our immune system.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says it's a good idea to feed that need.
Over generations, we've been killing our bugs. When you take an antibiotic, a general antibiotic, yes, it's important to treat the infection. But when we take those antibiotics, we're also basically declaring nuclear warfare on our good bugs.
While there are probiotic supplements, Dr. Murray likes to emphasize food-based probiotics, such as yogurt or kimchi. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he was being sarcastic when he was talking about ingesting disinfectant to kill the coronavirus. Dr. Nosy Zike heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
There's been a significant increase in calls to the Illinois Poison Center compared to this same time last year, associated with exposures to cleaning agents. Some recent examples include the use of a detergent solution for a sinus rinse, and gargling with a bleach and mouthwash mixture in an attempt to kill coronavirus.
The World Health Organization said there's still no evidence that coronavirus patients who have recovered won't catch the virus again. The agency issued the statement Friday after some governments suggested recovered COVID-19 patients could be issued an immunity passport to return to travel or have a free pass to return to work. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems in some places. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment and discrimination since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns at many gun shops in the last 2 months. Although many businesses are struggling during the pandemic, one business is doing quite well, USA's John Clemens reports.
It's Consumer Staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of April 20th to the 24th, last full week of the month of April. We'll be into May, Michael, before you know it. And the good weather, well, and one of the things that is part of our countdown, the list of stories focusing on the tornadoes that have come about every year at this time, with spring coming in, winter going away, the clash of the cold air and the warm air, and other systems. This year we seem to have been hit pretty hard in several areas, towns almost destroyed. But every year at this time, we seem to have this sort of discussion, do we not?
Yeah, tornadoes are part of the cycle. We have tornadoes in the spring. We have hurricanes in the fall. You know, we have blizzards, nor'easters, and drought, pestilence.
Our enemies.
Earthquakes.
Yes, right.
You know, and
it's a very interesting
viruses.
Living and dealing with Mother Nature, with the Earth,
well,
the planet, which is a living being thing.
Well, you know, the glorification of nature as being healthy, there's something wrong with that story. You know,
you mean what we've done to it in terms of how it isn't as healthy?
not just the idea that, you know, getting close to nature is healthy. Getting close to nature is a remedy, is a recipe for disaster. You'll freeze to death. You'll burn to death. You'll starve to death.
Depends on where you are. Yeah, exactly. If you're in Hawaii, maybe a volcano will scare your pants off. But other than that, Hawaii is as close to a perfect place as I found on the planet, frankly. But you know, every place has its problems. And back to what you said, the reality of putting it into that perspective, we're at war with a bug. Yeah, and the bug, definitely. You know, there are a lot of people who scoff about the human race. Well, we've only been on the planet for about 300,000 years, give or take. And there were plenty of things around before that. Remember, the planet itself is 4 billion, maybe 5 billion years old. What's happened here? And then when you look at our solar system, which may be 10 or 12 billion years old, the universe, depending on whether you believe that it goes on forever, stars, who knows? There's the theory, the Big Bang theory, that 19 billion years ago, the size of a pin exploded and created all of this. You know, who knows what the reality is, frankly.
Well, the standard model right now that most of the scientists would say is 13.7 billion years ago, the universe came into existence from nothing. Yeah. And the Big Bang, they call it. And, of course, you know, that's a theory.
Right.
Scientists
prove that.
Scientists in charge of the establishment of the science community tend to forget the word theory, and they talk about their theories as though they're fact. So you know, we say science is the answer. Well, science is a method. As a method, science is the answer, but what the science establishment deems to be fact, that is really theory because they conveniently forget to use the word theory, well, that's just like politicians or people in business or scammers and people seeking victory at the expense of truth. It goes on in science as well. So you've got to be, it's back to what we said before. Who do you trust? You've got to trust your own instincts. You got to be educated, and you have to have critical thinking, and don't put your faith in any given unless you have personally experienced it.
Well, there's a great entree into accepting or rejecting various theories, and when it comes to this healthcare situation we find ourselves in, and this has something to do with what you were talking about in the last half hour, the politicization of almost every aspect of this, from that corner, we have study upon study upon study. Not done here, but done in France and in Europe, in Germany and other places. The Z-Pak put together with the medicine that gets rid of malaria has been proven without a shadow of a doubt to work in most cases. Not every case, and it's not good for everybody. But the fact that it has been yanked from discussion, the focus here in our country, with one scientist, a medical doctor and scientist who happens to be associated with a number of programs that I do, his name is Ken Kronhaus, who has looked at the data from France and seen how this combo, they call it a cocktail, has worked, and it's been used in other countries as well. It's actually been put forth here in a number of circumstances, but yet still the medical community discounts it and says, well, it hasn't been proven by a double-blind study. Unions are keeping the members, like the out in Smithfield, out in North Dakota with the Smithfield plant run by and owned by the Chinese government, the pork producer Smithfield, a union there has told its employees not to take the Z-Pak and the hydrochloric, whatever they call that stuff, the malaria drug. Now, why would they do that? When study after study shows, it may even be that Fauci says, okay, you know, this hasn't been proven. But you know what? And this isn't about Trump, but it works. And it's been proven to work in hundreds of thousands of cases. So why are we, what's the story here? In terms, you want to talk about some kind of a conspiracy that is maybe politically motivated. Who knows why it's politically motivated? And Fauci said that HIV wasn't connected to AIDS. He's not a god of information. He was completely wrong about that. So how is he considered to be the end-all and the be-all here?
Well, you bring up a really, really sticky topic and certainly an important one. The medical community doesn't want to go on record as, deeming hydroxychloroquine to be the panacea.
It isn't by itself. You got to have the Z-Pack with it.
No, but the point is that this has to do with the process of what's called off-label medicines. And that is medicines that are approved and designed to do one thing actually show that they have the capacity through the way they actualize, the way they operate, to cure something else. And the medical profession has used off-label medicine for years, even before the FDA. And it's like people taking aspirin to prevent heart attacks. Aspirins were designed to prevent headaches.
Right.
So there's a lot of different... Rogaine was originally developed as some type of a drug for something completely different than hair growth, but they noticed that people who were taking it were growing hair. So all of that, I think ED medications were started for something else, and people noticed they were growing other things. So drugs have many uses, and it's not illegal for hydroxychloroquine to be used. It's up to the doctor and the patient and a thing called informed consent, where you tell them, because every drug has a downside. Everybody listening to this broadcast has probably had the experience where they've gotten ill and the doctor says, I prescribe this. You might get this as a result of it, but here are your options.
Look at the advertising on every television program and radio program where they spend 15 seconds telling you why you should use the drug and 45 seconds telling you why you shouldn't.
So with hydroxychloroquine, it is clearly a political situation based upon power. And I'm not going to make accusations. However, remember that Big Pharma is a big business, and some drugs are not expensive and others are. And, who knows? It's going to all come out in the end. But the fact of the matter is we all know people who have been cured by that cocktail.
Yep.
I do understand its limitations, but I am very frustrated by the politicking that's been done. And the president, in this case, because Trump said, hey, he didn't do it in a very president. He didn't do it in a very presidential way, okay? He doesn't speak presidentially about these things. So that's a credit against anything he says being believed by many, many people in this country. But when he said, what do you got to lose? We should use hydroxychloroquine. He went a little out of his depth, but he was basically telling the truth. He was basically telling the truth, and people who hate Trump discredited that and thus discredited the drug, because God forbid Trump would be right about something. But then when Trump comes out like he did this week and talk about sunlight and injecting disinfectant into your body, he undoes his own credibility and further discredits the thing that he said that was true. So it's completely...
He steps over himself a lot.
Oh, it's maddening.
It really is.
It's absolutely maddening to see this process.
He's his own worst enemy.
Of course
in many
he
circumstances,
is.
Because he's right, and then he makes himself wrong.
Yeah.
And if he just would learn how to curb that instinct that he has to talk a little bit more than he ought to, whether it's posting or just saying, I think there are many things he's done that have made dramatic improvements in our country and has done, things that have been fabulously beneficial. But he just steps on it because he can't help himself from being the way he is, which is not presidential, unfortunately. And so then you say, well, what is presidential? I don't know. I know it when I see it. Kind of like, I'll know it when I see it. I know it when I see it. What I feel like. But I really think that he's been right more often than wrong here. And every time he does prove to be right, he gets diddled with because of the political ramifications of who he is and where he is. So, in the meantime, the companies that, the business of government, the business of the world, at least the Northern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere, have come to a grinding halt.
Oh, yeah, we're stuck in a ditch, We're stuck in a ditch with a flat tire and no spare, It's like, okay, how do we get
what
we've got?
Oh, my God, that's fabulous. That's very good. We're stuck in a ditch with a flat tire and no spare.
That's what's happening right now.
45 past the hour. In the interest of helping you take care of you, no matter what the outcome right now, in order so you don't get this problem, you don't have this problem, you don't become sick, you need to realize that if you're overweight, 78% of the population that is suffering and dying from this health condition are overweight, in some cases grossly overweight. So here come the folks at Calitrin. They want you to save yourself, help yourself, and sure, it helps them because that's what their business is. They're in the weight loss business. And business is good right now because people are realizing they need to get their weight into the optimum number. And you can do that so easily. So this is such a polished product. Calitrin is a weight loss formula that doesn't have any negatives. There's no stimulants, no drugs, nothing that'll jack you up. You take four capsules before you go to bed and let it do its work. Toploss.com is the website. The code is DJV. Use that. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll be able to buy anything over three units. You'll get double the number. So you buy three, get six. Buy four, get eight. You follow the thinking. It's something that they have in store for you right now, and you can take advantage of it between now and the end of April. So do that. Lose weight, and my time is up. Go to toploss.com and use the code DJV to lose the weight.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, so Michael, in the minute that remains, the idea of what Big Pharma is doing and what can be done, you know, you can make an argument that they make all their drugs in China because they're cheap. There also is an argument that's coming forth that we got to make a lot of money on vaccine if we can come up with one. So there's, there are people looking at the drug companies askance in all of this as well.
Well, they are, and certainly I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything, but you have to take, you have to follow the money. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Anything having to do with business or politics, follow the money.
What did Tom Cruise yell in the movie? Show me the money! Well, there it is. That's it. And on that note, we move along here. The Talk Radio Countdown. Check out the list at talkers.com. Check out Michael's interview this week as well.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Once in a while, Chuck Curry brings us the theme from Rocky and what happens measurably, I suppose, and immeasurably is the reality of that visualization. Who doesn't think of Sylvester Stallone running up the steps? Who in the world, who hasn't seen that movie and who hasn't heard this theme and who doesn't visualize the run up the steps? Nobody I know, Chucker. How about you?
No, me neither.
Yep. All right. So Sylvester Stallone has gone to his own hair color. He's getting gray.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't see pictures of him lately?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But the reason we actually play that music, not Sylvester Stallone, but Talia Shire, birthday is today. Born 1946. Ah. This day, 74 years old. Played the character of Adrian in the Rocky franchise. Was in the first five films. Had a brief flashback cameo, I believe, in Creed, but also was in the Godfather trilogy. Is the sister of Francis Ford Coppola, but right. For most people, will always be known as Adrian in the Rocky.
Adrian,
Rocky One.
Adrian.
Yes.
Adrian. How am I doing? Okay.
You know, I got to tell you, looking at that franchise, and it's one of the most iconic franchises of all time, no doubt. But the part five, which I still like, I know critics dump on it, but the one, and I don't really analyze plot points very much, but it never was believable to me that Rocky would have so much money in Rocky IV at the height of his popularity and stardom as that character. And then Rocky V, Paulie, which was played by Burt Young, invested all their money in bad investments, and they were completely broke. Not just lost half their money or three quarters. I mean, completely broke.
Come on, Chuck.
It never really was believable.
Yeah.
That you could have all that money and then... Yeah. He would have been able to do some sponsorships or commercials, right?
Right. I mean, of course he would.
I know. Yeah. He was reverted back to what he was in Rocky I. That was never really believable to me, but I went with it.
But of course, you believe the Walking Dead. That's something that is completely plausible.
Greatest show of all time, Doug.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I knew that was. Yeah. What other movies have you. Transformers, that certainly is a believable movie, right? Let's see, what
not
else
really.
Do we get? Huh? Oh, okay. So,
not really.
But, you know, when you start to think about it, that's a very interesting theory.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, you look at the theme of some movies and figure out what's believable and what isn't. For example, in Wonder Woman, is it possible that, you know, there are some supernatural things? The Nazis used lots of supernatural tricks, or tried to win the war. And so when those come out, because the conventional thinking is, no, that couldn't happen. Well, who would have thought that a virus would almost wipe out the population, or we'd be at war with a bug? But we are.
Yeah.
That's what we're at war with a bug.
You know, it's interesting you bring up this topic, because I remember, because I don't, like, I really rarely do analyze plot points too much. I remember watching Jurassic World a few years ago, and this guy I knew who's really analytical in the theater, and the movie's over, the audience loves this film, and he walks out and he goes, "That's not believable." And I said, "What?" He goes, "There's no way an insurance company would insure that theme park." I mean, so it goes to show you how people
right, how
people
they
either
think.
Go with it or they overanalyze. So.
Yep, that's true. But I mean, when you think about some of the most popular movies that aren't based, I made reference to Jerry Maguire a few minutes ago, Show Me the Money, in reference to the pandemic
and
to where money being made on drugs and who's what's motivating all that stuff. So you know, but I mean, you think about some of there is a plausibility and a believability to some of the things that are fact-based, some of the good movies that are built around actual events. And then there is that, you know, what I'm saying is we need a variety. I'm not sure we've had as much variety in movies, these popular movies, of late in the last 10 years or so. And I think that's one of the reasons the box office totals are down, because we have one sort of thing.
It's interesting you say that. On the conference call the other day, Warner Brothers CEO talked about, and he actually said that Warner Brothers, and it's brought up a lot of people taking serious notice here, said that Warner Brothers is going to do an analysis and rethink their movie model theatrically. And then he went on to say that while movies like Wonder Woman 1984 are prime for a theatrical release, he hinted that a lot of the other product that the studio might produce will not play theatrically and might go straight to VOD and streaming, which I think is, like I've been saying, is the way of the future. A movie like The Way Back with Ben Affleck, I love that film, but I don't think that they would release that in theaters. I think more would go to VOD in the future than in theaters.
Yeah. I hope that's not the case. All right, Chuck, you've done a good job as usual. Thank you for being here this Friday. Chuck Curry on the DJV Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.